This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Again on another Thursday podcast. Now I got a mixed bag of podcasts for you today, a mixed bag of videos I'm gonna put together and basically break down multiple things. We're gonna talk about this supposedly Elon Musk supposedly put a neural link, a chip in somebody's brain for the first time, because we did a lot of videos on it, show you that yes, they're coming up with these things to hack the masses' mind. And we go talk about it right here with this Elon Musk new technology they got for the masses. We go get into it and break it down. And I already told you, these are puppets they have bringing you, these new instruments and devices for your human being to become cyborg. No doubt about it. And now the human being, just like an AI, can be hacked. Let's get into this right here and give it a back.
Story. Imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist.
Yes, and they're gonna use this Stephen Hawking's a fake shit to basically convince you of this supposedly technology right here. Remember, the Stephen Hawking's is the one who they show, yes, talking to a computer. The computer read his mind and say what he's about to say. And people actually believe it. It was dumb shit. A damn robot they used to program you about space, black hole and all type of dumb shit, and you buy into it. Pay attention here. Listen.
That is what Elon Musk says is the goal for his Neuralink company. Mm-hmm. Musk announcing Neuralink conducted its first human brain implant with promising results. That is amazing.
You hear what they mentioned? With promising result, meaning that they're basically going to use you as guinea pig. That's what you need to understand. Remember, this is the first time they're going to supposedly install that chip in a human brain. And for the masses to just, you know, feel comfortable with that is what really, you know, messing with me here. The fact that people comfortable in a chip in the human being brain. We already see with them taking that RFID chip in the between the fingers and them shits, so they have more control, so it's easier to do things. But you can't tell me that somebody's that dumb to believe in a chip on the brain, people. What kind of shit is that? It only gonna bring destruction. They're gonna tell you, oh, you're in a bad situation and this is the only solution to help you. No, they're gonna put you in a more dangerous situation right here with their new technology, AI style, running the masses. Listen.
Your step in the company's quest to help patients with paralysis. And a long list of other neurological.
Yes, and you're gonna have paralysis and them things since they already juice up everybody. So you better understand, a lot of these things gonna show up on the table. That's why they use that puppet to come out with that brain chip. Listen.
Conditions. Emily Finn joins us with more. Emily, this sounds like something, straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Yes, you have to say it. And why they're grinning right there, laughing at you, why they're chipping your damn brain. How dumb is the human being nowadays, people? How can you sit there and accept that? This is a joke right here. That's why I tell you, you're living in a devil earth. And no matter what they bring, it might seem stupid, it might seem far-fetched, the mass is going to accept it. It don't matter what it is. Again, listen.
Designed to do, and who said
laughing.
Yes?
Why
well, this
laughing?
Is pretty cool, Marky.
This
Elon Musk,
cool.
He describes his vision for Neuralink as a brain-computer interface with a
and
goal.
Who is this character you bring us called Elon Musk that can create these things, a chip for the brain, people? Remember, he's the one that supposedly give you the electric car, which been around long time before he even supposedly be born. And now they put him on in the electric car and now he can give you a damn brain chip. Come on, people, this is stupid. And if you see that character, he's a fucking dumb shit. If you look at him, you can tell it's not even look like a real human being. How you gonna take something as serious as a brain chip from him? You don't get it, people. He probably working with a chip. His damn self is a damn robot convincing you to take a chip in the brain. What a dumb shit for the masses
giving
here.
Giving people who have lost the use of their limbs the ability to interact with their surroundings.
Yeah, but can you get to use your damn limbs after you got that chip in the brain? He gonna make you be able to move around even though you cripple up? He gonna make you be able to move your spinal? You got to make you move your feet if you're paraplegic. This is a joke, people. 100% joke. Don't believe in these things they got for the masses. It might sound like it's something to save you from a destruction that you're going to, but it's going to bring you deeper. You have to understand that these people is not coming to save you. They bring more options that can lead to destruction.
The first Neuralink tech is to be tested on humans. It's called telepathy, and which, according to Musk, aims to allow people to control their phone or their computer with only their thoughts.
So listen, people, it's not about moving your limbs. It's controlling your computer with your thoughts. And I already told you, your thoughts is not only for you now in this new world. The thought is now cheer with these people that behind the wall. You have to understand that they're reading your thoughts and everything. So hear this, people. You hear what the Neuralink gonna do? You're not gonna make you move your parts that you that's disabled. You're not gonna make you move your legs, make your spinal cord work. No, you can use your brain to control these devices. Unbelievable, people. Did you understand that was the Neuralink supposed to be purpose? Did you understand that when they was talking about it the whole time, they wasn't trying to make you move as a cripple? It can't help you move. It can help you use your brain to control AI. Is that real, people? It's bullshit. All bullshit they give the masses. So that's what you want as a cripple? As somebody who can't move your limbs, paraplegic, and them, that's what you need? You need to use your brain to move computers? Wow, unbelievable, dumb
Musk
shit.
Broke the news on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yes, of course he go break the news on X because they have to mention that X every single time coded for number 6. That's why they change the Twitter to X. Don't doubt when I tell you. Listen.
Who received the implant is recovering well and showing promising neuron spike detection.
Of course.
Neurons are the cells that send messages all over your body to let you do everything from eating to walking to sleeping.
Okay, so how the hell that chip gonna mimic it and it can't make you move your limbs? You're not gonna be able to move your limbs, but it's the same thing. It's bullshit. Go back again. Listen.
Neurons are the cells that send messages all over your body to let you do everything from eating to walking to sleeping. And when they spike, that means they're showing activity. According to Neuralink's website, the majority of the implanting operation is conducted by a robot.
The operation even conducted by a robot. A robot did the operation, which I told you, that's how you go see nowadays, people. You're gonna be bats operating on the human being. Cut you open, supposed to be operate on you and stitch you back up. All AI. You got to understand, people, what is they doing? Turning the masses into cyborgs. Listen.
Well, brain implant is about the size of a quarter, but it's connected to 64 threads lined with 1,000 electrodes along the patient.
They can tell you all of that shit because you don't understand it. They can tell you all of that shit to let you believe it, even though you don't understand what they're talking about, because at the end of the day, it's crap. 100% crap.
Brain and relay electrical signals.
Look
Neuralink
at that shit,
claims
people.
The goal is for people to, quote, operate a computer or smartphone by simply intending to move. No wires or physical movement are required.
Wow. Unbelievable, people. So like I tell you, in order for you to read that supposed to be, are supposed to be control that device. The device have to in control of you. And that's what it is, actually. When they tell you that you're going to be controlling these things, it's going to control them. Remember, the only thing they can do is basically think. They can't move these limbs. How this shit going to help out, people? Wow.
Says the first people who will have access to the device will be those who have lost the use of their limbs. Now, Neuralink is still in clinical trials, so it will be a while before this tech hits the market.
Yes, it's still in clinical trial, people. A damn piece of device, people. A chip is in clinical trial. Yes, that's something that you need to take in right there. Clinical trial with devices, because that's the new world. Bam.
Joining us now for more is Dr. Leah Kroll, Assistant Professor of Neurology at Temple University. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. First, wanted to start out with your reaction to this announcement by Neuralink.
Thanks for having me, Lindsay. My reaction is one of hope and excitement. I mean, we have
hope and excitement, people, for a brain chip That's not going to help you to move your limbs. Remember, people, it's your brain that moves those parts. That's what they're telling you. The chip going to replace that supposedly section of the brain that moving you. But it can't move you, people. You only can use it to control a device. This is the dumbest shit in the world. Listen.
Before this pans out fully, but we're talking about having a medical miracle potentially within our grasp in the future.
Medical miracle, and you should be scared. Whenever they mention miracle, just like they come up with the miracle shot for everybody, and now it's destruction. Stay away from that miracle, people. It's working. They're working on you. You have to understand that miracle here is destruction. Bam.
And you're a neurologist. In layman terms here,
Let's go. In theory,
how does all this work?
Yes, okay. So.
Yes, okay. You see how they're fumbling? Because he can't explain that shit. You hear me? Now let's listen to see if this one can explain it. Listen here.
The way this works is that Neuralink has designed a device that works like an electrode or a specialized sensor.
And
that device is implanted into the brain of someone who is neurologically impaired. And what that device does is it reads the electrical signals that our brain cells are sending each other constantly. And ultimately, those signals are translated into action outside of the body. So in the case of Neuralink...
Hold on. Action outside the body. So that means they can get to move? Go back again, people. So they're going to get to move? You better understand this. They can't move still, people. Wow. Listen again.
Are translated into action outside of the body. So in the case of Neuralink, those signals are being translated into the ability to control a computer or a phone.
Okay. Only ability to control a computer or a phone. But not your body parts. This is the dumbest thing in the world, people. What did they just did? They're just putting a chip in you so you can be hacked. That's it, people. Remember, anything with AI can be hacked, and that's where they're going. The world of hacking is coming up next, where they can even hack the human beings. Listen here.
And talk about potential dangers here.
Oh, you go talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, well, the earliest danger that we think about is just complications from the procedure. Look, no matter how small the device is, brain surgery is brain surgery. And of course, we take
And of course, non-brain surgery is good because they cut you open and tampering with your brain, a real delicate thing in your body right there that control everything. You hear me? So pay attention here. Listen.
Very, very seriously. Beyond those initial safety concerns about, you know, the device itself, it becomes a question of how well does this work and does it put anything in jeopardy?
Man, I tell you, does it put anything in jeopardy? Wow, people, unbelievable. So you see that, people? They could never help you with your spinal cord injury. They can't. You are paraplegic, they can't help you. None of these things that happen, they cannot help you. Okay, so you have problem moving around, moving your limbs, moving your body parts, and they come with a chip, and the chip can't help you to move the body parts. It only can help you to control a device, people. In the world that they give you with just technology, basically, that's where they're going. Everything is dependent on technology. So when you fold up and you cripple up and you can't move, the only thing that you want to be able to do is control your fucking devices. Do you believe that, people? Just like I show you that they're always trying to put it in your head that if you lost, technology is the only thing can save you. You lost at sea. If there's no technology, you fuck. Everything they tell you, technology got to save you. Now you cripple up and can't move. Technology can help you control technology. It's dumb shit. Bam.
Going to be vulnerable to a hacker, for example.
There you go. And I'm done with this side of the video right here. We can move on now. Now that it comes from their mouth. The fact that you can be hacked because you're running by a chip. And it don't matter what that chip in your brain for. They can hack it and make it do something else. Do you understand that's what hacking mean? Do you get it, people? So now they have a chip in your brain. You can be hacked. They don't even have to tell you that it's somebody important, hacker. It's just a damn hacker. You hear me? Because this is going to be the new world, people. Hacking, scamming and all. Because everything is gone virtual, including your damn health system. You understand that? Move.
You may have heard about Havana Syndrome, a strange phenomenon where U.S. government employees began suffering from mysterious illnesses, possibly from a secret weapon. And
yeah,
then
people, pay attention to what this person just said. Did you listen? Okay, let's go back again, because you have to understand these things now that you see them bringing a damn brain chip. Listen, pay attention right here.
You may have heard about Havana Syndrome, mm-hmm. a strange phenomenon where U.S. government employees mm-hmm. began suffering from mysterious illnesses. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
And don't tell us that they're breathing some air and that's what happened. Don't tell us that. Listen.
From a secret weapon invented by an adversary. Mm-hmm. The whole controversy became mm-hmm. enveloped in politics and questionable science. Mm-hmm. Today we're off to Havana to hear from the lead scientist.
Yes, and of course they're going to make it in Havana. Supposedly be Cuba where they used to have the dictator Castro, faker for the masses. You have to understand that. That's why they take this story to Cuba. Yes, where a dictator was there and they probably pulled this off. But pay attention, we're going to bust it open.
On Cuba's assessment, mm-hmm. who tells us how the story unfolded there.
Mm-hmm.
Havana Syndrome, named after the first reports in Cuba's capital, mm-hmm. was a mysterious...
Take a look at this Cuba capital right here that they show you. And if you have any brain, you understand that they are a part of the damn world stage. What is that right there? A pyramid with a star on it? You better wake your ass up. What is that? That to show you that they are so involved in the world fakery. You got to understand it, and don't worry about the stars. Any one of these countries, you see the stars, and you know, important country to the elites, run psyops and the damn masses from there.
The illness said to impact more than 1,500 U.S. government
yes, 1,500
employees
number
in
six
Cuba.
Coding, and guess what? It's Freemasonry, as you could see it right there with the eagle, with the ribbons and all. It's Freemasonry, 100% in. Show them it.
And around the world, starting mm-hmm. in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mitchell Joseph Valdez Sosa is director of the Cuban Center for Neuroscience. Mm-hmm. He
neuroscience,
led Cuba's
the same fucking shit, people. Neuroscience, like I don't tell you, the same neurons in your brain, they say control your body and everything. That's what they're after. And if they tell you that they got something to chip you to take care of that problem after you lose that ability, it's a fucking bullshit. You have to understand that. 100% bullshit. It's gonna be something to control you. Yes, you think you're controlling these devices with your brain? Pay attention.
Mm-hmm. So knowing everything that you know now, what do you think this is a story of?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a tremendous story. Not the story mm-hmm. that originally many people saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. Flash Gordon, uh-huh. mysterious kind of weapon.
Uh-huh.
That is immediately a headline story, right?
Yeah, but it's bullshit and you know it. Tell them right there that it's bullshit that the supposedly people in Cuba, Castro basically, was zapping their brain. The people that working for America, the Americans that working in Cuba, yes, they get their brain zapped by Castro. Listen.
But that's not true.
Yeah.
But the other story mm-hmm. is just as interesting. It is mm-hmm. how could science be sidelined mm-hmm. for 7 years?
Uh-huh.
Victims of Havana Syndrome reported headaches, dizziness, uh-huh. a loud sound in their ears.
Yeah, that people, and I mentioned those cicadas. The fact that you can hear these sounds in your ears that could be irritated for you or even let you go crazy. These are what they got planned, people. Oh, you say you think it's a coincidence? Okay, go back again. Listen.
For 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Victims of Havana Syndrome reported headaches, mm-hmm. dizziness, a loud sound in their uh-huh. ears, even memory loss.
Memory loss.
They're having uh-huh. neighbors over for drinks, and suddenly they hear this sound, and mm-hmm. it fills the air and sounds
Listen.
Kind of like cicadas, only...
Bam! Believe it or not, people, I never watched this video before I break it down. But I already don't tell you, man. Is it a damn coincidence I just did a video yesterday, people? Come on, man. All of these things is connected. Like I tell you, those electrical frequencies that bring off that sound, people. And they told you it's coming from those cicadas. And they said it's trillion of them gonna be here this supposed spring. What did I tell you, people? And these people gonna tell you it's the same kind of electrical sound they hear that basically hacking on their damn brain. Pay attention here, people. Like I say, you can't make this up. Run it again.
A loud sound in their ears,
wow.
even memory loss.
Unbelievable.
They're having neighbors over
wow.
for drinks, and suddenly they hear this
wow.
sound, and it fills the air mm-hmm. and sounds kind of kind of like cicadas, only wow. it's a more piercing metallic sound.
Wow. And don't worry about it, people. The cicada sounds is a couple of them. It's a couple different sounds. Sometimes it sound more intense. Like I tell you, people, it's different sound. They don't keep making the same sound. That's not what you hear every time. And in some areas, you hear a different kind of sound. But it's nagging, the same nagging kind of frequency that basically towing you off. And now they tell you it's a cicada kind of sound that hacked their brain. Listen.
As rumors spread, more cases surface. Media reports and experts fueled speculation that Russia or China had deployed some sort of secret.
Oh, even though you're in Cuba, another dictating place. Yes, it might be the other dictators, Cuba and China. I already told you people, the world is a stage. If you watch my videos from day one, you already figured that out. Look at this right here, people. The star again show up for China, to represent China and all these six worlds. You have to understand, they are a part of the world stage. 100% in. Listen.
New weapon.
The narrative.
Watching with the devil horns right there, people. Pay attention.
Was accepted very widely is that a group of diplomats or spies that were in the American embassy had been attacked by some mysterious energy weapon that produced a new syndrome, a new disorder, with brain damage, with damage to the hearing, and the same kind of attack later generalized to other countries.
And what did I tell you, people? What did I tell you? They always gonna tell you the truth, but they show you in a country where it's supposed to be have a dictator. That's what you need to get to your head. Okay, just like I mentioned with them, tell you all the things that China can do. Make it rain, make it snow, pollute and all of these damn things. Control the masses, you know, watch them, social credit. But they will never point the finger on the Babylon system that started them shits. They're the one who doing it. But they have to point fingers on these places where they say they got dictators, where these countries and supposedly prime ministers and president playing scapegoat. You have to understand that. So yes, people, this is something that they've been doing with this noise and this frequency to get to drive the masses crazy. And I told you that in the video yesterday about the cicadas. Yes, they're trying hard to basically confuse the masses with those noises. It do a lot of damage to your damn brain, stop you from concentrating on everything.
Reported over a dozen countries around the world, including the U.S.
There you go.
At first, did Cuban authorities treat this as though there might be something to it? Were they concerned?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then what?
The first reaction in officials, including some from the Ministry of Foreign Relations, is that this had to be looked in very seriously. The problem is, as more and more research was carried out from the very first moment, things didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense.
He says Cuba's Academy of Sciences convened a team of experts, neurologists, ear specialists, epidemiologists, engineers, and physicists.
And everybody agreed that microwaves were impossible, sound was impossible, there was no known source. Now the problem is that if you look at all the energy sources, sound so loud to harm somebody, you first would have to destroy all the ear.
Everybody, listen to me, people. It's not the loudness of it, but this type of frequency. Do you know that or what? Listen, the frequency, it all depends on what kind of frequency it is. It can bore to your damn brain. Just a sound. You don't got to be over loud for it to do the damage. But that's what he's trying to tell you about loudness. It don't have nothing to do with loudness. Once it consume your damn brain, come into your ears, that's exactly what it's supposed to do. Once it get in your brain, yes, it can start doing the damage, penetrating your shit. Listen.
They had their ears intact, but they could have a little hearing problem to damage the brain. Second, microwaves, you had to burn the skin to get to the brain. Third,
you have to burn the skin to get to the brain. No, people, those frequency can get to the brain. Wow, what a damn joke. Listen.
Sound, right? You'd have to place the probe next to the person. Infrasound is very widespread. You can't focus it. So we looked at each.
You remember what I tell you about in the video yesterday about the focusing? You just mention it. Like I tell you, that's why a lot of people go crazy. When you can't concentrate or focus, that's what they call crazy. That's what they call mental health. You hear me? That's what they call mental health disorder. Of course. You can't channel these supposed things. You can't control it. You can't challenge it. That means you're crazy. That's just it. So like I said, these supposed sounds, these frequencies can make a human being go mad, make you scatterbrained. And that's what it's there for.
And every one of the sources, and it didn't fit into what was script. Because the diplomats were saying,
what?
I was in a room and I was targeted specifically from outside the room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not possible that any energy source we know of.
You see it, people? It's not possible. What a damn joke. Like I tell you, frequency can bore your hole to your damn brain. A frequency. You don't get it, man. Why you think music is so big on the people? Why? Why you think people have their life depending on music? You don't get it or what? They put their life on the line for music. They live their life off music. Their moods, everything depends on music. The sounds that coming out to the speaker, people. You don't get it or what? That shit control their moods and everything. Even tell them how to live in a music. That's why you see the devil people is hands on with music. Because it is a frequency that can always get to the brain. That's what's a frequency. You understand that? So let them tell you that it's impossible for these frequencies to penetrate your brain enough for it to damage it. Of course, that's exactly what they do. Move.
It's been touted as a cure for everything, from mm-hmm. cancer to gridlock, but can artificial intelligence...
You hear that, people? From cancer to gridlock, yes, AI can solve the problem. I'm going to show you that AI is a destruction of mankind. Why? AI is too dumb. It's way, way dumber than mankind. And mankind is stooping down all the way to match the level of the AI. What gonna happen, people? You really do believe in your head that the AI is smarter than a damn baby? The AI is not that smart, people. It's because it's doing things and mimicking you. Why you think it's smart, but you call yourself dumb. Something mimic you and know it can work, and you call that thing smart and you dumb? It's unbelievable, people. Like I tell you, this is gonna be the destruction of the masses. The IQ is now lower down all the way to AI status. So now you're completely dumb the fuck down and having the AI running your life for you, taking the lead way. So what gonna happen to you when you're dumbed down and following on a dumbed down shit? Destruction style.
Revolutionize education. That was a key question as some of the biggest names in technology, politics, and education gathered for a summit in San Francisco. Here's NBC Bay Area's Sergio Quintana.
Listen here, people.
National figures at today's summit included New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof, educator Jeffrey Canada, and former Secretary of State Hillary.
And take a look at this right here. The Clinton surfaced back. Clinton is 33. In numerology, and you already know, it's a fake character they call Hillary Clinton. But pay attention right there. Technology in learning. AI. What did I tell you? I told you the teacher is going to be no longer there. Just like I tell you about the doctor. They just mentioned about healthcare. With the AI in there, you have to understand, the people themselves going to be gone. All AI. Just few people assisting. That's it. So you understand what's going on here. They're getting rid of people in the workforce, period. Listen.
Clinton, who joked about a lack of funding in education in the United States compared to other Western economies.
What a joke.
Other countries actually look at facts and evidence when they make policy.
What a joke. What a joke, people.
So, you know, the facts and evidence are really on our side about why investing in kids makes so much economic sense and everything else.
Yes, they play with you about investing in kids. Remember, they have to brainwash them first. In order for the system to work, the Babylon system, they have to brainwash the youths from early so they can become what the world gonna be next. You understand that? They program their subconscious and everything with that supposed education. It's a brainwash. It makes you don't think naturally. They put something in a book in front of you. You think you know something? What if you would have learned naturally without them showing you something in a book? Can you think about how advanced a human being brain would be? Now they give you books and everything, teach you out of a book, and now you didn't learn the way you're supposed to. So now they're bringing AI to help you out.
But at this conference, which is sponsored by a group called Common Sense Media.
Okay, Common Sense. And Common Sense Media, they use AI. You better wake your ass up. It's dumb shit. Wake your ass up with a bam.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was the main event.
Pay attention
to
this.
In his eyes, AI is simply the future for almost everything, including education.
There you go, people. And I already told you, it's another puppet like the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, all of them. They're all fakers and the masses, 100%. Why I call them fakers? They're fronting for the government operation. Elon Musk just serve you up the brain chip. Yes, he working for the government people. He never creates shit. These are the puppets in line to make you accept the things that the government put on the table. Because what? They supposedly look and talk like you. Regular people creating these things. But you never know. They show you these pussies on screens. You know who they are, for real? You better wake your ass up. Where they come from? Is they bots? They never look like real people to me. They look off. All of them look off. From the Mark Zuckerberg, this character, the Elon Musk, all of them look fake to me. And they're the one who basically gonna put these things in place to run your whole life. Can you believe it?
Use the internet. Hey, I'll be in. New way to do work more productively.
Yes, work more
be a
productive.
New way to discover science. Mm-hmm. New way to get better healthcare.
New way to get better healthcare. Like I said, they're gonna take over the healthcare industry with AI. Remember, I tell you, anything that you see causing problems now, the only solution is AI. Can you believe it, people? What did they tell you about the devil under the skies? You're gonna come and say, "Hey, look. We can fix every problem that the human being going through. The problem that they cause. That's why I tell you from day one, the beast is behind the AI system. That's how the devil gonna control you and take you over fully with AI. They're behind it. This amazing supposedly thing. The devil is behind it, people. So what gonna happen? They're the one who destroying you using these things. Just make you believe in it enough for it to kill you.
Is like a pretty deeply enabling new technology.
He announced OpenAI will be working with Common Sense Media to potentially rate new AI platforms.
And after you give us OpenAI to make AI take over, you have the fucking nerve to mention Common Sense. That's what they said right there. Common Sense Media. Oh, you mix up Common Sense and media in the same bracket. This is a joke right here, people. You better wake your ass up. And how can you mention the supposedly AI and Common Sense together? When you use AI, you use your Common Sense? Oh, that's why a lot of people are always talking about tech savvy or tech smart. It's stupid. Whenever you feel like you're tech smart, that means you're gone dumb. You hear me? The tech is an illusion. You can't be smart in that shit. So yes, you're smart in it. It just dumb you down. It means that you're a level dumber. Do you get it?
OpenAI will be working with Common Sense Media to potentially rate new AI platforms marketed to kids and teens.
Marketed to kids and teens. Like I told you, they have to mold your kid's brain from early.
Keep young learners safe.
Keep them
safe
Altman's from
presentation
what?
At this summit today seemed to raise plenty of questions and concerns from a lot of the attendees and even some of the panelists. Deepfakes and other AI manipulated media
right
are already
here,
a big concern, especially in an election year.
So you see, they have to mention election, but this is to destroy the masses. Though deepfake is what they use to show you things for real. Don't you get it or not? Anything on screen that they show you is deep fake. How much time I tell you? The only thing you should get from television is entertainment. You know when you fuck up? When you start looking for truth on it. I'm not playing, people. The only time... When you start looking for truth on it, that's when you're in trouble. The entertainment box is for entertainment. That means you don't watch nothing that based on truth. Supposedly event on it. Don't let them tell you a true story on it, people. It's entertainment. So you watch it, you take that shit with a grain of salt, you laugh at it or whatever you want, whatever you was looking for in the entertainment. But don't take it as something serious. Don't take it as truth. Whenever they say they're going to tell you truth on TV, that's when you turn that shit off. Do you get it? It's for entertainment. It's television. It's an illusion. They can show you any damn thing, people. They can show you anything they want on it. They can create it. So that make it not believable, not credible. And that's what they use to sell your shit. You see how the world backwards?
He notes there are also other sophisticated scams abusing AI technology.
There you go.
Personalized persuasion.
Like
the capability
what?
Of models to not target a message to the entire internet or a large group, but to one person. That's like a new thing that just wasn't possible at any scale. What?
Sal Khan with the Khan Academy says that's one reason why it's necessary to begin using AI in teaching now. His academy.
There you go, people. It's better to use AI in teachings now. Like I tell you, people, they're going to take over the whole wide world. And it's funny how people just say, yeah, I mean, it's just the world advancing. Oh, all these layoffs from Amazon and you know, these delivery company, UPS and all of these people just, they lay off all the people. And I told you it was coming. I show you that they got this plan here. Why did you think I'm playing here? Everything I tell you is real shit. So yes, people, they're going to get rid of the workers, period. We mentioned the Silicon Valley. It's empty now. It's all bots working. Now you're going to see it come all the way down to the fast food industry. I show you them supposedly restaurants that they have now controlled by all AI. Flipping burgers, serving you up. So what do you think, people? The world gonna take over by AI and the masses gonna be right there just being manipulated by the same shit right there. Nobody gonna understand. They're not paying attention how fast and rapidly these people just bring in this AI shit all of a sudden and then boom, mix it up with some alien sightings and some shit. And then they got you right where they want
you. It's using AI as a core part of its teaching curriculum.
The best protection is for people to understand what can be faked now, what can happen.
Every fucking thing can be fake. And I'll tell you, if you see it on a screen, yes, it is fake. Just call it fake. It's just that simple. They can put some shit together, show you a man with the kneeling, the police kneeling on a man's neck, and disrupt the whole wide world. With a fucking deep fake photo, disrupt the whole wide world. And you believe they don't know you yet? They already know what to set you off. It's a deep fake photo. They show you with the George Floyd, with the police supposedly kneeling on George Floyd's neck. It was deep fucking fake. And I told you, is Hollywood bring deep fake to the table? It's them. So guess what? That's what they use to make the news and everything. Then later on, they're coming out with it like it's a regular person come up with it. And they never tell you how they run Hollywood. If it's not deep fake, what the fuck it is? What do you use to change up everything? What do you use to make things appear to be something and it's not? What did you use? Okay, so yes, the Hollywood make deep fake. They're more advanced now, so they show you these little things right here that, hey, look, the peoples can manipulate you at these lower grounds, but we are on the higher ground. We don't do that. We give you a movie and we fake it and we fake all of these things. But when it comes to news and these serious things and documentaries and true stories, we real. And you believe it, people. It's unbelievable that we come to this right now. This place where we at now, where AI control human beings. The dumbest thing in the world is the AI. It's way dumber than you. But guess what? You upset it because you are dumb. Listen.
What you can do to test that and not to immediately react for some urgent relative asking for money.
Khan says the benefits of AI for educators include its ability to help with time-consuming tasks like grading papers or writing lesson plans.
I already told you, the whole lessons gonna come from AI. The old curriculum that teach the kids, our teacher youths, gonna be coming from an AI. They're going to learn remotely. That means they don't need no teacher. They just need the curriculum and an app. You don't get it. Move.
A concerning increase in tuberculosis in Santa Clara County. The public
listen to this right here, people, because this is something you need to get used to. This tuberculosis breakout. But what you have to understand, it could be anything they're going to put on the table. Remember, I already told you, is these times are the juice. That means all these things is on the table. Whether you believe me or not, it is what it is. All of these things is now on the table. They might tell you a particular county or supposed to be area break out with this, but in another area, something else break out. Listen.
Department says cases are up nearly 20% compared to last year.
NBC Bay Area's Marianne Favreau is in San Jose with what you need to know to protect yourself.
The latest numbers available show the San Jose area had the highest rate of TB of any metropolitan area.
Wow. And why, people, why is it? Why is it tuberculosis right there? Why? Listen.
In the nation.
The Valley Health Center Lundy TB Clinic in San Jose just opened in August.
You see, people, as soon as they open the TB clinic, now the breakout is in the same area. Go back again. Listen.
An area in the nation.
Listen.
The Valley Health Center Lundy TB Clinic in San Jose just opened in August and is now responding to a 19% increase in TB cases.
So you see that, people? Never wrong, as you could see the diamond right there for Freemasonry. Okay, so the clinic open up and then bam, the TB break out. And these are the things I always point out and say, why do you think it's a coincidence? Why? It's because your brain can't work? There's no coincidence here, people. They open the supposed TB hospital and then bam, the percentage go up. What that tell you? Okay,
In the county compared to the previous year.
Wow, okay,
we asked county TB controller Dr. Ann Loeffler what might be behind the surge.
Listen. We think that a lot of it is that people during the pandemic delayed their access to care.
You see, people, they're always going to go back to the pandemic, but they won't tell you what the pandemic did for real. Okay, so the pandemic stopped you from doing what? To make you have the TB. You stopped getting checkup. Oh, okay. So that's why no TB wasn't around, because nobody wasn't getting checked. So you put a hospital there, even though no TB wasn't there. You put a hospital there for TB and then bam, the TB run up and you're going to blame it on the supposed pandemic. What a dumb world. Listen.
They may be sort of put up with that cough for longer than you would have normally.
Bullshit, people.
And
bullshit.
Now people are getting back into care and providers are starting to think about diseases besides COVID.
Wow, I guess that's the reason why you put the hospital right there, because you know people have the tuberculosis and wasn't getting checked. So yes, you know 100% that they have it, so you put the hospital there and bam.
Disease can be transmitted when TB bacteria are released into the air when someone with the disease coughs, sneezes, shouts, or sings.
All bullshit for the dumb masses. You better understand that. The same way they scare you with the damn COVID and have you go take the shot. So you better wake your ass up and stop following these people about these viruses flowing through the air and coming from another human being. It's fuckery.
Bacteria can float in the air for several
joke.
Hours.
It's bullshit.
Symptoms
bullshit.
Include a cough that lasts more than a few weeks.
And oftentimes people have weight loss, they have fever, they feel unwell. Sometimes they even cough up blood. Those are the most classic symptoms.
Now, county health leaders are urging people who may be at high risk to get tested.
Yes, I wonder who is at high risk. Oh, I forgot diabetes and people who already have complication. Bullshit
people
on.
People who were born or traveled or lived in other parts of the world where TB is common.
Yes.
People have risk factors that the germ might wake up, like people who have diabetes, who have kidney trouble.
There you go, people, and don't worry about it. Everybody have those problems in these times, as you could see this Santa right there. Yes, that's how they do it. It's Satan in plain sight. This is how they do it. Move.
I'm Connor Hollingsworth here in North.
And take a look at this character right here with all three on him. 333 Freemasonry. And of course, he representing a news network. Pay attention.
Where these are making a comeback.
Mass.
With cases of respiratory illness on the rise.
There you go.
Six area care centers
are according. But I already told you, people, these will never go away, because this is how they control you right here in this side of the earth with sickness and these things. You have to understand that they have to do it. And if you think that the mask was going to go away in a world of hurt, it's only a matter of time before they bring something else up and tell you that mask is mandatory.
Banding together to issue mask recommendations
you
when you're inside their
That's
buildings.
That's where it starts from, recommendation.
We're seeing increased flu, increased...
There you go. They keep showing you these fake shit. and show you this image and tell you that's a virus. Yes, with all these pyramid spikes on it. That's what they show you for a virus, a spinning fucking thing. Yes, going on in your body and letting off these spikes, and that's how you have a virus. The world is dumb. 100% dumb.
COVID numbers and also increased RSV.
Bonsecur, Chesapeake Regional Healthcare, Centera, the Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters, the Eastern Virginia Medical School, and the Riverside Health System are banding together to recommend that masks be worn inside
there
their building.
There you go, people, to show you that it's the devil control those medical industry. Yes, that's why they have you tie up your nose right there. It's not good for your health. Remember, you have to breathe through your nose and your mouth. You have to talk to your mouth. Why did you tie yourself up? It's bullshit.
Things at all times.
Mm-hmm. That's another step and another layer you can do to help prevent the spread.
Of course, the spread of what, people? It's dumb shit. Wow, unbelievable that you still believe in the mask after they bring up the mask long before the breakout, mandatory style, and then you have the whole fucking place break out. Why did you say the mask work? It's dumb shit, you hear me?
Respiratory infection.
According to the Virginia Department of Health, there has been more than 16,000 reported infections in the state during this flu season.
There you go.
Since a person can spread a respiratory virus 24 hours before showing any signs.
It's fakery, people. It's fakery. But you can spread the virus or spread it before you even notice that you have it. Before you have a symptom. Yes, you can start spreading the virus. It's fake shit.
Symptoms. The hospitals say these recommendations will protect everyone.
Of course,
since
they
people
go.
Won't always know.
Yes, they know how to protect you like they did in the supposed COVID pandemic. The more you follow the procedure, the worse it gets. What that tell you, people? The procedure, the cautions, and also the juice. What lead you into that sickness? You understand that?
Sick.
When you're looking at just how it's getting tracked, that's in the red. We don't like the red. So once we start to see it go back down, and it
like
really
blue,
is looking at it over
division.
You know, these 2 week periods, and as you see 2 weeks of lower transmission, then facilities and hospital organizations will start to reevaluate.
Dr. Anna Peoples with Peoples Pharmacy.
Anna Peoples, and of course Peoples 33 in numerology, as you could see, 72 number 9. And the big number 3 right there, all coding for the masses.
She says she's seen a wave of people coming into her office for care in the last week for flu-related symptoms.
Yesterday we had a lot
of... They spray in the air, people. They spray in the air. That's also make you sick. That cold air, like I tell you, they kill two birds with one stone, making you sick, making you cold. That's what they do. You have to understand that they control you here.
Coming in just trying to treat the symptoms of having a cold or the flu.
People think that since infections are getting so frequent, it could be a good idea to wear masks when out in public especially when you're inside. The other option, vaccination.
Bam. There you go, people. They have all these solutions. Wear masks again and also vaccination. Remember what I tell you, caused the destruction to begin with? All of these things that they put on the table. And if you're smart, you already know. Remember when the virus supposedly come out, we are asking, please show us the victims in the streets, in real life, not on screen. And they couldn't show us, we couldn't see it. But as soon as you get that right there, everybody's sick.
It remains an unsolved mystery. Cryptic notes being found inside all types of products, including sealed food products.
And they're also being found in state parks as well. And today marks
now, pay attention to this story right here, which they're telling you about cryptic notes found in products. People find the cryptic notes in juice, in chips and these things. Cryptic notes. Let's listen and find out what the note is. Listen.
Month since the I-Team started doing a deep dive into what is the story behind all these notes. In 2022, I-Team reporter Andy Mahalshik has been working the story. Andy's live in the studio. Andy, what's the latest?
Well, baby, Nick and Gianna, we have pinned down several solid leads as to the possible origin of these notes. More on that in a moment. Today was yet another day, though, of people from all across Pennsylvania and beyond reaching out to the I-Team with stories about discovering these notes. A woman from the Bloomsburg area of Columbia County reached out to the IT Friday morning saying she found a cryptic note inside a package of a health drink.
A health drink, people. Inside the package of the health drink. Listen here.
Super creepy, cryptic, and a
drink.
And look, people, look what it say. Immune support. Oh my goodness. Like I tell you people, this is a destroyful world. You live in all of these things that they give you is for your destruction. You believe that these things can save your immune system. After they kill it, you wear a bag on your nose, you take it off to drink this and it's gonna save your immune system.
It was super creepy, cryptic, and it just was something that like it's you creepy. Definitely wouldn't normally find.
Yeah, but what's on the damn note, B? What makes it creepy? Because it's a note? What's on the note? What's in it?
Anywhere. So it bothered me to reach out and it's just creepy.
She called police, who actually came and took possession of that note.
What is this?
This is the last person to reach out to the I-team. Now, we launched our investigation a month ago. This after Joe Miller from Sugarloaf Township.
And guess what, people? They're in his house when he's going to take out the note out the bag. The news company in there with a mic, people. Come on, then. All
Durham
right.
County contacted the I-team after finding a note inside a sealed cereal box. Since then, dozens of people from all across the state.
You see what it is, people? Clear eyes with the eye right there, the one-eye symbol with also the damn serpent tail right there. But pay attention, people. Listen.
Dozens of people from all across the state and beyond reached out to us.
These are products that you shouldn't use, people. I'm not lying. All of these things right here, destruction for the damn masses right there. You're going to put something in your eyes because it's dry and itchy. That's another problem you're going to have later on.
And beyond.
And what is this? About touch of sea salt. They're full of shit. And I guess that's how they sell the dumb people things now. Just put sea salt on it. Yes, you say, oh, I don't like to eat salt because salt is bad for you. But once they put sea salt, bam, you win.
This map shows you some locations notes have been found.
I think it's amazing how this could be happening.
Of course
for
it's
so
amazing.
Long.
It's bullshit.
And, nothing has been done about it.
It's kind of creepy, right? I wouldn't want to get a product that had some strange note in
what
it.
What on
so
the
forth.
Note be? As you could see, they show the shield right there with the cross in it. No coincidence there. Listen.
Dr. J.C. Blewett is Associate Professor of Management at King's College in Wilkes-Barre. He has studied and now teaches supply chain operations. So what's his take on these mystery notes?
My general take is that this is a small-time operation that's trying to snowball, or kind of like the domino effect, where you have a small group of people that are, you know, putting these things in.
Yeah, so all the small group of people get inside these things to put the note in. You're not saying it's coming from these companies and these people put it in there from the company. But what they do, hijack these things and put these notes in it, is fake shit. Go on.
If you're a bit lonely, you are certainly not alone.
Listen, this right here, people, more problems if you're lonely. But pay attention where they kill off all the masses, depopulation style, and give you AI. Yes, now you're lonely. Now you have a sex bot and all that shit they put out there. Now you're lonely. Listen to this right
big
here.
Big problem, health-wise. And today, a Bay Area county became the first in the nation to declare loneliness a public health crisis.
You hear that, people? A public health crisis is loneliness. And I already told you, people, in most cases, you're better off staying by yourself. I'm not playing. You don't believe me when I say these things, but it is what it is. Sometimes it's better off if you're by yourself. You are on a damn dummy that don't understand shit. They put on the news and anything the news said, then people run into that direction. You need to have somebody like that around you or you'd rather be alone. I'd rather be alone. You understand that? I'd rather be alone than to have dummy lurking around me. That's what you need to understand. So now, in the world of division, loneliness is killing you. Listen.
Here's our business tech reporter, Scott Budman.
Yeah, as nice as it is to see people together on a day like this, here in San Mateo County, they feel there's an awful lot of loneliness out there, and they want to do something about it.
Wow. And this want to do something about it. And you see what he looked on, people? The same fucking shit that caused the loneliness to begin with, those devices. Because I'm saying, people, sometimes, like I mentioned, you and somebody there, and the whole time they're in the damn phone, never even look at you. So why you need the person to be around? They're playing a game on the phone the whole time. You can't have no conversation with them now. Everybody face down in the phone. So why you need to have somebody around you and they're not serving any purpose? Listen.
Silicon Valley, we discovered
Silicon
there's
Valley.
Already an app for that.
There you go.
They're
course.
Talking about loneliness at the county board
wow.
meeting.
Once you hear them start talking about it, they're going to push a solution, which is the damn destruction for the masses. But you will never get it. Listen. Mm-hmm.
You know, Monday, Hillary Clinton
wow.
talked
there
about
you go
it
again.
At a Bay Area summit on youth and technology.
Wow.
It came out of the Surgeon General's excellent report about the increase in loneliness and the impact on our physical and mental health.
People are feeling more lonely than ever.
Tuesday afternoon, the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to declare loneliness a public health crisis.
I'm going to just tell you this, people, since you're playing stupid on this earth. Remember, it's depopulation time. I mention it. That you might see more cars moving around in the street, cause more traffic, but it does not mean there's more people. It just means that more people is driving. You don't get it or not. The people's is less now, people. I already told you. This is what they did. They depopulate the masses in plain sight. They talk about empty office buildings. They talk about all of these things. Now they're talking about loneliness. Yes, it's a health crisis. What did I tell you? Yes, the depopulation is on in full effect. For all the people who don't see it, welcome to the band.
They hope to raise money to, among other things,
money
create a minister
you.
Of loneliness position.
A minister of loneliness position, and that gonna help you people. If you're lonely, pay attention here.
The Surgeon General says this is a problem. Then I think what happens is we have to take that seriously. And we have to...
come up with
we
a problem.
There's a loneliness epidemic.
It's also.
I guess, people. I guess the solution gonna be a damn stick to your bloodstream. I'm just saying. What they gonna use to cure loneliness since they're bugging about it? They're gonna find some people to stay with you? They're gonna put you around some peoples? What they gonna do to solve the problem? This is a damn joke right here. Why did they highlight this? Yes, because they're gonna come up with a solution. What it gonna be? More destruction.
The reason Taylor J co-created Wiser Friends,
there you go. Wiser
an app
friends.
To bring people together based on interests.
Wow. There you go, people. Based on interests, you can find some strangers on an app. You see that right there, people? The world is done. Yes, you can get the people around you to basically, you know, cope with you and all of that. But you can get a stranger to do that from another side. Listen.
Wellness and platonic connections.
What
if you
a damn
want to
joke.
Find someone to go to a local concert with in the Bay Area, or if you,
you
want
see?
To go take a walk,
yes.
or if you want to go out and try a new restaurant, that's what it's all about.
And that's bullshit, people. 100% bullshit they're leading the masses to. Yes, in the name of loneliness. And I told you already, it's depopulation time. It's less humans here. So don't worry about loneliness. You hear me? Move.
We begin with some dramatic
now
video.
Take a look at this right here, people. As you could see the ball earth in the background around this man in a drag. Right there. But pay attention.
Showing NYPD officers brutally assaulted by a group of men.
And pay attention, people. They're trying to tell you that two police officers was attacked by a group of men right there. I guess they're telling you that it's migrants. Because there's a lot of psyops going to come with those migrants. Remember that? I told you that already. They are part of the destruction of Babylon. Pay attention.
This is near
pay attention. Now you see the kick? Everybody play dumb nowadays. But we're not stupid. Pay attention. Take a look at the brutal assault, people. Just like I show you with these beatings that they show you on TV. It's fakery. They just barely put their foot on the person. They're not stamping on them. Pay attention.
By
here.
A
look.
Group of men.
Look,
this is
people,
near
look.
A migrant shelter in Times Square.
Yeah, five
migrant
men
shelter.
Have been arrested.
And why is the police down on the ground? He trying to arrest that person in the yellow, supposedly. Both of them. And they laying down on the ground to do it. And that's the reason why the supposedly people come kicking them. The world is dumb. Why you think police work like that? They don't work like that. And if it's a real police, why it takes them to be on the ground wallowing with this one dude? To cuff him off.
For punching
look at
and
this.
Kicking officers.
Get
four
out of
them
here. Bullshit.
Have already been released without bail. Ashley
all
Rodriguez
bullshit
is
for
live
the masses.
From the scene of the attack.
And they was released without bail, people. So they're showing you all of these things that these immigrants getting away with, these migrants getting away with in America. Remember, I told you, you're coming the legal way. You're coming legally flying on a plane or driving to the border with your proper paperwork, they're going to check you. They ask you about COVID vaccines and all. You don't get it or what? They fingerprint you to the airport when you're coming from another country. So why the hell do you let these people in without no paperwork, without no COVID check? None of them shits that you do to the people who actually come in to legally. So also now these people now can kick out and stamp out police and you let them go without bail? What kind of dumb shit is that? So you just release them in the street. You don't know who it is. They're illegal immigrants or migrants that come in. You don't know who it is. This is the stupidest shit in the world, people. And of course, it's New York, the world stage.
West 42nd Street with the details. Ashley.
West 42nd Street, that's Chris, number 6, Gordon.
Bianca, there's just so many reasons to be shocked and upset by this attack. First of all, it's two officers being attacked by 12 men.
Okay, they said 12 men now, people. 12 is number 3, Gordon. Listen.
These men are migrants. These are supposed asylum seekers. Now, police say the men were being disorderly, so they asked them to move along, and that's when the gang attacked. It happened around 8:30 Saturday.
And 8:30 right there on the money. All right, listen,
now, take a look.
Coding.
It's not clear what the men were doing, but police calmly asked.
Yes, we don't know what they're doing right here, even though you're showing us this foggy video. And I always mention videos that you zoom up, and you see nothing. Fake video for the masses. Deep fake. Listen.
To move. They look like they're going to comply, but when the officers tried to take one of the men in
the
yellow shirt into
custody,
around 7 other men surround the officers, punching and kicking them in
the
head.
Where is the punch? Where is that? Look at this, people.
While they are on the ground. Eventually, officers arrested 4 of the gang. A 5th was arrested Monday. As you can imagine.
And they call it a gang. Listen,
there is outrage that migrants who just arrived in this country would treat law enforcement like this. The NYPD's
part of the damn destruction they got for you coming up. They have a lot more. This is just a scratch of the damn surface with these supposed to be migrants, especially in New York and the world stage.
More disgusted that almost immediately after being arrested, these men are free, walking the streets, not having to pay a cent of bail. Top brass responded to the attack this morning, calling it reprehensible.
Look at this.
The
right
4 that were arrested should be sitting in Rikers right now. On bail.
So what happened? What happened?
Should be indicted this week and taken off our streets. You want to know why our cops are getting assaulted? There's no consequences.
Okay, so they know before that there was no consequences, and that's why they harassed the police, or basically, you know, assault them. This is a joke for the masses, and I already told you, later on, there will be no police. And if you live in certain states, you already seen it. The shortings of police officers. Yes, people, in Minnesota, they defund the police and a lot more places. And the police, them just walk off the job. There will be no more policing. You understand? Yes, you're going to be watched by AI. And social crediting, they're going to social credit your ass. Just wait till they put everything in line. Yes, they don't even need police to work. Just like I mentioned, the doctors and all going to be off the table. So they give you these incidents, yes, to make you coincide with the move they're going to make next, the order of chaos. Yes, another Mag Bam Thursday, man. Appreciate everybody for being here. Always big respect. I'm on the run.